Ask Alex is your chance to email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also DM us, slide into them, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Clover, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
To be talking
oh
to
my
you
god!
Guys.
Oh my god! Okay, Clover, you just sounded like you were really loud.
She was screaming. She was excited. She was excited to be on the show.
Okay, just make sure that you're talking into your phone there. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, I listen every single day, and I have always wanted to have something that I needed advice for. So I've actually got something for you guys.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I met this new guy, okay? We've been talking for a little bit over a month, and he lives in St. Louis, so, you know, it's a little bit long distance.
Uh-huh.
Well, we met at a party in August that a coworker of mine had, and, I mean, just totally hit it off. Fireworks, bam. So we exchanged numbers, and the first couple weeks, we talked every single day. Like, either we texted all day long, or we even talked on the phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it dwindled a little bit, just like the every other day I would hear from him. And then in the last 2 weeks, we haven't talked hardly at all, like maybe 10 minutes in the past couple weeks. So you know, you get a little anxious, you get excited. And I consider myself a spiritual person. So I decided to go see a psychic.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, I wanted to know, like, you know, because I want to know what's going on. And I wanted to see if they would say anything about my love life. And she totally did. It was so crazy. She immediately started to say to me, she felt a lot of energy around my love life and in my current relationship. And she felt like this guy right now, the one that's in your world, is the one.
Ooh.
Yeah. She said, in a few years, we're going to get married and we're going to elope. And she even said she saw kids in my future.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And she said she just knew this guy is the one for me.
But you guys aren't barely talking anymore, right?
No, we're not. And so I'm a little bit panicked about this. Like, since my psychic said he's the one and we're supposed to be together, but we really aren't yet. And, like, I'm the one that's got this information. And so I've got to be the one to make this happen. So my plan is, or this is what I'm thinking, I want to go to St. Louis this weekend, surprise him, tell him everything that the psychic said so he knows what's up and he'll understand why we need to make this thing official. So my question for you guys is, should I wear, like, something sexy or should I just wear, like, casual laid-back clothes?
Wait a minute.
You shouldn't even go.
Yeah, don't go, Clover. He's going to think you're crazy.
But the psychic said that this guy is the one. I don't want to miss out.
I mean, psychics are like, aren't they full of it,
I'll
right?
I'll tell you whatever you want to hear if you're going to pay me like $9.99 a minute.
I think psychics are usually full of crap. And so that makes me nervous that you're going to go and tell him all this. You're going to look insane and like she has no idea what she's even talking about.
All right, well, hold on a second. We actually have, do we want to talk to people this morning?
Yeah.
317-239-1009. Stephanie, I think you're there and you're in downtown Indy. You ever had an experience with a psychic?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I've only had my card read one time and one time only because I had them read and they said I was going to have a death. And my mom died a month later.
Oh my gosh. So the psychic actually was like right then.
Yeah, and I've never gone back to one since.
Gosh, I don't blame you. I'm
so sorry.
Wow, do you think Clover should be weary that this psychic could be onto something? Then do you think it is okay for her to go to St. Louis and tell this guy what's going on?
I wouldn't go tell him what's going on. I mean, I would maybe go to St. Louis and try to pursue things and see how they go. But, I mean, if someone was to come to me and tell me all that, it would probably put me in a panic.
Yeah.
Wow. But Stephanie, the main question, though, that Clover needs to know, what should she wear?
I would definitely go for sexy.
Okay. All right. When in doubt, let it out. Stephanie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Clover, can you hang on and we'll try to get some more calls? People are calling in right now.
Yeah, I'd love it, yeah.
Devin, on the South Side, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Clover. What do you think?
Well, first of all, guys freak out with the love word, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to freak out if she comes telling him all that stuff. She knows the connection that they had. She said there was fireworks. If she thinks it's going to be a good situation to go down there, go down there. But I keep the psychic stuff to yourself. I mean, you're going to freak him out for sure. I mean, if she really feels like it's a good idea to go down there and see where they stand, go for it. But a guy would freak out normally if you start saying you love him right away. So
maybe I just wait. I'll tell him, like, the next morning, like, after we spend the night together. Like, I won't tell him when I first get there.
I would wait till you are married down the road as a funny story.
That's good
yeah,
advice.
Thank you, Devin. Definitely helping us out this morning. Amy on the South Side, you're also on with Clover. What do you think?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what do you think she should do?
Stay the hell away, girl. All right.
Why? Why should she not randomly drive out there and wear something sexy?
Well, for one, if you do go, girl, you better wear something sexy. But for two, I would not bring up the psychic at all. I talked to a psychic one time. They told me I was going to have 4 children. I've had 2 miscarriages, and now I have a 14-year-old daughter. So I think they're straight full of crap.
Is she wrong, though? Because that's 3.
No.
I mean,
is it possible that you would have another kid? I don't know how old you are, your circumstances. No. Could you have another child?
No, I can't. I'm blessed to be able to have my daughter.
Okay.
So she was wrong. The psychic was wrong. You're saying this psychic is probably wrong.
Yes, she was way off.
Do you think all psychics are fake, or do you think there are some psychics out there that really do have these spiritual
powers?
Like
Miss Cleo, obviously a real one. But
no, I do believe that some psychics are real, but I don't know. It's kind of a shot in the dark.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
you
one in a million.
No, you have no clue. This chick probably pulled up her name on Facebook while they were on the phone.
Do you have anything, Clover, on social media about you in the sky?
No, I mean, I haven't mentioned anything at all because it's so new. But like she said, it's a shot in the dark. If I don't take it, I could totally miss out on the love of my life.
Yeah, this is like some 8 Mile stuff right here. You got one shot, one opportunity.
Oh, don't eat mom. Do not eat mom spaghetti, Clover, before you take this drive.
She's like, well, we were going to go out for Italian. Let's go to line number 3. Jeremy and Avon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what did you want to tell Clover?
Clover, listen to me. There's a difference between a tarot card and a restraining order. And right now, you're kind of leaning towards restraining order. As far as what you wear, if you're going to go to this guy and tell him that a psychic told you you're going to have babies with him, you better show up in your birthday suit because that's about the only thing that's going to work.
A trench coat with nothing else.
There we go. Hey, thank you, Jeremy. And if you can't get through on the phones this morning, you're more than welcome to let us know on social media. This is on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and it's also on our Twitter, I believe. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Amber, you're in downtown. Thank you for listening and calling into the show. You're also on with Clover this morning. What do you think she should do?
Do not go surprise him. Like, I'm afraid that she could end up being the one surprised in a bad way. I mean, you don't know if he's maybe seeing other people or what he's got going on. So,
what if he's married?
Go plan it.
Yeah,
he could be. I don't know. And so, I would hope not. But don't go surprise him. Plan the trip. Like, what if he's out of town for the weekend and you just went to St. Louis for nothing?
That's a good point. That's a good point. You've barely been talking to him, Clover. You don't know. He could have a girlfriend or not be home or whatever.
And I would definitely agree with Devin. Do not mention the psychic thing. He's going to think you're psycho instead.
But have you ever had any experiences,
Yeah, we just lost her, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask her if she had any experiences with a psychic and how it went for her.
I'm not trying to knock people because to each their own, but I truly feel like psychics just tell you what you want to hear, and in my opinion, most of the time, they're broad-based.
Yeah,
but
I think it's fake.
But I believe, as our first caller that kicked off this whole thing, my mom has had 2 visions. My mom doesn't claim to be a psychic, but my mom had a vision of a fireball and, like, a crash. My cousin, who was in the Air Force, died the next day in a plane training accident.
Whoa!
He couldn't eject in time. Yeah, he couldn't eject in time. Okay, what are you doing? Is this what we're doing? No, it was a mechanical error right there. But oh wow. Okay, well, Clover, I hope we gave you some help this morning, some kind of an idea. What is your decision? What are you doing?
You guys, I really want to go, but people do make Like, what if he does have something else going on? Like,
yeah, you can walk in on
really
that.
Nervous.
That could be that awkward.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I should take the risk. I'm going to wear something sexy. I'm going to drive down there. And I just got to see what happens. That, I mean, I don't know what else to do. That's, I mean, nothing to lose, right?
So, you know, maybe your aggressiveness is what the psychic was talking about as far as making this thing happen and getting married to this guy. So I don't know.
Possibly. Clover, please make sure we have all your information off the air, because I kind of would like a follow-up if there is anything, maybe in a week or two or something, whenever you find out what happened, okay?
Okay, totally. I'll do it, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that was Clover on for Ask Alex today, and I think this is a bad idea. There are so many people pointing out that that there might be another person out there.
She's brave. So many women are listening and living vicariously through her just because they want to do something like this so bad but are too scared. So, you know what? You go, girl.